Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad is engineering. Jason is stuck behind a snowplow. And as soon as he gets out from behind it, pulls into the parking lot, and comes into the headquarters of the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network. He'll be with us. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Vince. I've got my recliner seatbelt on and ready to rock and
you know,
roll.
I don't hear Kyle.
Hello?
I don't think I have the return for Kyle. Or is it me?
Well,
Brad,
I'm
do we
on.
Have Kyle?
Can you hear me?
You know,
I don't know what happened, Vince.
It looks like Kyle is with us, but I cannot hear him. Let's see.
Oh, can you hear me now? Anybody?
Yeah, very good, very good. Thank you, Kyle.
Yeah.
I think it was just a setting on the master mic mixer, and that was the problem. But
yeah,
it's great to hear you. You know, Kyle, I was
just telling you, I've got my seatbelt on the recliner buckled and ready to rock and roll with you.
Okay. You know, Kyle, I was looking at a volt ohm amp meter, and I was thinking about, it was on the kitchen table, and I was using it, and I was thinking, you know, we should talk a little bit about this. And I was thinking about our well, and we have a well pump, and many of you have well pumps. And one of the things that we know is that those darn things go bad. And when they go bad, it's, you know, sometimes 25 feet down in a hole, sometimes it's a couple hundred feet hole in a hole, and sometimes it's even deeper than that. So what can we do to make sure that that well pump will last longer? And I'm thinking capacitors. And many well pumps, not all, but many well pumps have a capacitor in a control box that's above ground. So if you have a basement, there might be one in there. If you have your well pump in a well house, it might be in there. If you have your well pump connection in your garage, it could be there. And I'm thinking that the price of a capacitor might be in a control box, a replacement, the whole control box replacement would be less than $100. Now, that's a lot of money for just a capacitor. But if a capacitor fails and your well pump has trouble starting, you'll never know it until it just doesn't start anymore. And I'm thinking that the best setup would be to test that capacitor and see if it's okay. And maybe even if it's 15 years old and everything's working great, you might want to replace it anyway to make sure that it doesn't fail and cause you to have to replace the well pump that's at the bottom of this hole, which could cost a couple $1,000s depending on who's doing it and how deep the well pump is. If it's a submersible pump, that's what I'm talking about, a submersible pump. And it makes sense to me to check the capacitor. Now, you may be able to check that capacitor with a volt ohm amp meter that you already have. And if you look at your digital volt ohm amp meter, it'll have a number like 10A. And that's where you plug in your red test lead for amps. Then you have another one that has a V, an omega for ohms. and that would be for testing volts and resistance. Then you have another jack that says COM or common, and that's where you plug your black test lead. You may have one more, and that one more may say CX, and that would be for your capacitor. So you put your test leads between the common and the CX, or you'll see a CX with a line to two jacks, and you plug one test lead in there and one test lead in the other one that says CX, and you can test capacitors. So what I'm talking about is you may already have a capacitor testing multimeter and may not know it. And the way you tell is if it has jacks for the test leads that say CX. Now, not all of them do, but I happened to buy one, and it actually two, and they came with capacitor testing functions. Kyle, any comments about that?
That's a really good idea, Vince. I don't personally have any capacitor testing units myself. That's not something that I've been extremely involved with. It's a good idea, though. There ain't nothing wrong with that. And you just made me think about this. That'd be a really good thing to own, is to pick up a good multimeter with a capacitor tester in it.
Luke Cassidy has tested some, and he's evaluated them. Luke Cassidy, USA, prepares instructor, electrical engineer. He's the instructor who designed the electronics for Dr. Seely's PEMF, scalar energy, and some other devices. And so he has a recommendation, and I'm going to search through the emails and see if I can find it during this class and let you know what his recommendation is. So it's somewhere around $30, 30. It's a little bit more expensive than a inexpensive run-of-the-mill volt ohm amp meter, that digital one. It's a little bit more expensive, but it has a great capacitor functionality test setting. So it's great. And I tested our capacitors for air compressors and for our whole house heat pump system, air conditioning system. And I tested them, and I was able to determine that they were bad. And I was able to replace them, and the air conditioning system works fine. The whole house air conditioning system, heat pump works fine, with a $12 capacitor. I bought an old Campbell Hausfeld air compressor, vintage 1981, so 40 years old, had a bad capacitor. You know, the guy said, you still work. Let me show you. It might still work, and it didn't work. And I wanted an older, really heavy-duty cast iron pump, 5-horsepower electric motor, and the motor just wouldn't start. And he said, I don't know. And I was thinking, $12 from now, I'll have that thing running. And actually, it was a little more expensive. I put a little bit of grease in the bearings of the motor and $12 and changed the oil in the pump, and it worked. So, oh, by the way, just while I've mentioned that, air compressor oil, and it seems to be some mystery about it. I'm not sure why. But I've done a bunch of research. And back in the 70s, I bought a brand new air compressor. That's when I was racing on the track, and I needed to have an air compressor. It's $129 at Sears. It was a 2-cylinder, 20 gallons. So it was one on wheels. It's a small compressor. And the manual said, just change the oil and put some 10W-40 in it. That's what it recommended back then. That was standard engine oil in the 1970s, 10W-40. Well, that's what I did, of course. But lately, they don't say that. They say use non-detergent SAE-30, non-detergent. You don't need the detergents in the oil for air compressors, because air compressors do not get the oil contaminated with carbon deposits from the combustion of the gasoline in gasoline engines. So they recommend, according to all the research I've read, just use non-detergent SAE-30 oil for most climates. most climates. Now, where Kyle lives and it's freezing cold, you might want to go to SAE 20. But for just about everybody else who's not in Montana or Maine or Alaska,
yeah,
you might just go with the SAE 30. And I've used it, and it works great. Now, it's a little hard to find because not everybody sells non-detergent engine oil. They don't. But it's great for lubricating. It does not have the additives. It's just lubricating oil. It won't clean, and it just is for... it's not for heavy-duty use. Heavy-duty use would require more detergents and more additives. But this is just for... I'm just recommending this for compressors. Hair compressors. And it works great. And the brand that we bought was STP. Now, I'm not saying that you should buy STP. What I am saying is it's hard to find. AutoZone's house brand is STP brand. STP brand engine oil. And they have, you know, all the various viscosities, weights, specifications. And they have enough to sell you non-detergent 30, SAE 30. And I actually bought a case of it. And, you know, cases are getting smaller. You know, so cases used to be 24 cans of oil. Now a case is like 6, right? I guess it's, you know, it's designed for those of us who can't lift too much. And, you know, if you can't lift 24, maybe you can lift 6. Maybe that's what this is all about. Or maybe it's 12. But, yeah, probably maybe 12. Depending on the size of the case. Kyle, any comments about lubrication for compressors?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that the non-detergent 30 is getting hard to find. And last summer, I needed some because I was changing the oil in a couple of my compressors. And I called 3 different stores, and AutoZone was the only one that had any. And I bought 6 cans from them, so I've got plenty. But I do use HD30 pretty much. I have one. I take that back. I have one compressor that called for. I can't remember it was a thinner oil, like a mineral oil almost type stuff. It was a weird deal. I can't remember exactly what this was this last summer. And anyway, it was a strange oil. Anyway, I found some of that, and I put it in there, and it's thinner. And if I need to use it, that's the one I usually will fire up. Or if it's just for small things, I have a couple of smaller airless compressors that are oilless compressors that I have that I use for, you know, like airing up a tire or filling up a tank to go air up a tire, that kind of a thing. But you have a shop where you need it all the time, and I have a couple of heavier duty ones that require oil. But anyway, yeah, I agree with you. It is getting tough to find. At least it was last summer. I'm not sure where things are at now. It's strange how the supply chain sort of comes in surges. I don't know if you've noticed this, Vince, but every once in a while, we'll go into Walmart, and I wander back to the battery section, and I have been back in Walmart where they have this container of batteries or a rack of batteries that probably could hold probably close to 100 batteries on this thing, and I have never seen more than it be about half full, and that literally is like about as full as I've ever seen it. And sometimes I go back there and there's like 4 batteries.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product. Great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Kyle's with us, Montana. And he was telling us about the Walmart battery rack. That would be the rack that is filled from the back room. And it is a rack that has downward sloping rails. So the batteries go in from the back. And when you go to buy one as a customer, you take the first one off the rack. And that will be the one that they got the longest time ago. So what this does is it ensures that they cycle their inventory so that the oldest ones get used first. And he was mentioning that the rack is not as full as it could be. And the other thing, which indicates less inventory. Now, here's something that you might want to consider, class. If you buy a Walmart battery, it will have a label on it. And it will also be imprinted in the battery case itself, the date of manufacture, actually the month and the year. So let's say you buy one in March or April of the year. And you see on that label a date that would be 1, that's January, 2 would be February, 3 would be March. And then you see a two-digit year. Or a one-digit year, the last digit of the year, like 3 would be this year. So if you were to buy a battery and it had 1-3, that would mean January of 2023. If you saw one that said 11-2, that would be month 11, November, of last year, 2022. Now, here's where this comes in. The newer the battery, the longer it will last, generally. It'll last a little bit longer if you get a fresher battery. If you get one that's been lying around 6 months, it probably won't last quite as long as one that was fresh this month. The other thing that's really important is if you lose your receipt and you bring it back, they will use the date on the label of the battery as when you bought it. Now, frankly, it's really hard to buy a battery the month that it was made. If you get one that was made last month, that'd be pretty darn good in the battery world, because there's the manufacturing, there's the charging, there's the testing, there's the shipping, there's the stocking at the, you know, the retail outlet. So all that takes at least a month. So you might want to pay attention to the date code of the battery. And you might find out that if you are at one of those racks like Walmart has, or the big box auto stores, they have them too, you might find out that the third one that you pull out would be the newest one. The first one that you pull out is probably the oldest one. Kyle, any comments about that?
Yeah, that's really true. And the other thing that's true, especially, I don't know about all of the retailers around your area, Vince, but if you buy something from Walmart, they have a disappearing ink type thing that goes on their receipts. And it is amazing to me how fast those things disappear. Yeah, I was stunned. I don't have any trick. Now, I was told, I haven't done this, but I was told that if you take their receipt and put it in a Ziploc bag and push all the air out of it and seal it up, that it will last longer. But if you needed, if you need a receipt there, I took it one time, I can't remember this, maybe about a year ago, and I thought, well, I've got this receipt. It's got a battery core charge, which is, you know, what the extra that they charge you for a battery till you bring back a core. Anyway, I had this, I had a core charge on it, right? So I thought, well, I'll be smart here and put some clear tape over the ink of the receipt. And that would preserve the ink and preserve my receipt, and I'd be able to keep it till I could get back in there with another battery. Would you believe it took maybe 2 days, Vince, and that thing was as blank as a blank piece of paper. It didn't keep anything. That did not work whatsoever. That experiment failed big time.
Hey, good point.
Like we got another break.
What I found is if you keep it out of the sunlight, that is a, you know, ultraviolet light seems to be the trigger. That helps. But if you really want to keep that receipt, you're going to have to photocopy it. And you might want to consider getting a photocopier. We'll be right back.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to the hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and sustained several injuries. Officials in New Mexico are set to deliver a decision on Thursday about whether or not they will pursue criminal charges against Alec Baldwin and others in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer on the set Western movie Rust. Millions of Americans are bracing for severe winter weather. A winter storm bringing dangerous conditions to the Central Plains will head into the Great Lakes region today, bringing heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Snowfall from Nebraska to Michigan, along with high wind gusts, will make travel dangerous with near zero visibility at times. Lance Fry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Watch it.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
What today? God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us, and we're talking about automotive-type things. We'll be talking about electricity, and I'll be sharing with you some of my thoughts about overvoltage and undervoltage, some of my research and some of my theory. Kyle, you're talking about batteries, and it jogged my memory about most batteries that you buy today. They may have a 5-year warranty with a 3-year free replacement. Now, Walmart has that, or it used to, for sure it used to, and it might still have that same warranty on their top-of-the-line battery model. So, 36 months free replacement. If it doesn't work properly, you can bring it in, and they'll test it, and they have a computerized system that after a few minutes, it'll tell you if you know, the condition of the battery. And if it doesn't meet the specs that it should, they'll replace it for free if it's one of their 36-month free replacement / 5-year prorated batteries. But frankly, I've never seen one that's gone 5 years, you know, without heroics. So just normal, put it under the hood, and thinking that you bought a 5-year battery, one that'll last 5 years, I've never seen that. They quit way faster than that. As a matter of fact, they quit around just after the warranty, the 3-year warranty, or at the 3-year warranty point. Kyle, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, when I was, interesting thing, I was talking to the guy in the automotive department, and I was looking for a 5-year replacement battery because I was thinking in terms of more cold cranking amps, but he said they didn't have it anymore. Now, I haven't verified this or anything, but he told me that all they carried and all I could find on the rack when they had just got a shipment in, they must have had 50 or 60 batteries or so there. But all I could find was 1-year and 2-year warranty batteries. And so my opinion is if you buy a battery, you buy it for the cold cranking amps if you live in an area where I am. Because they have to have, you know, a little bit better, in my more plates. And when it's really cold, like we were having the 33 below zero here just a while back, a couple of weeks ago, you need as much cold cranking amps as possible. That's the amount of power that the battery will provide when it gets real cold. So anyway, I'm not sure what they rate that at, Vince. The cold cranking amps. Do you know what temperature that is that they rate that at?
Well, let's talk about cold cranking amps for just a minute. And I think this is a really good point. I'll see if I can get you that answer. So literally, class, what happens in cold weather? It's like a double whammy. Number one, a battery, they used to call them storage batteries. They do not generate electricity. I'm talking about a car battery. It does not generate one iota of electricity. It only stores electricity. It stores the electricity that is put into the battery through a charge, typically through an alternator. If you have a real old piece of equipment like I have a 1974 Ford tractor I'm working on, it doesn't have an alternator. It has a generator. Alternators are more efficient in today's world, and they can produce a higher rate of charge than a generator. So here's what happens. When the battery is fully charged and the temperature is, let's say, around 70 degrees Fahrenheit, and that's the temperature that the battery is accustomed to, you know, because it's been 70 degrees or warmer for days, that's when it produces its maximum amount of current to start your engine. At the same time, when your engine is about 70 degrees or warmer, the oil is thinner in the crankcase, and it's easier to turn that engine over with thinner oil in it than if the oil were thicker. So think about oil that you might put for cooking in the refrigerator. Gets thicker, right? The oil gets thicker, so it's harder to pour it. Well, it's harder to pump that oil through the engine when it's thicker as well. So the colder the temperature, the thicker the oil gets. The thicker the oil gets, at the same time, the temperature, as it gets colder, reduces the current delivery capacity or ability of a battery. So it's a double whammy. Your battery will produce less and less and less current as the temperature gets colder and colder and colder, and your engine needs more and more current to turn it over to start it. So that's why Kyle's talking about cold cranking amps. Is that right?
Yes, correct.
All right. Let me look up, while we're continuing this class, I'll look up the specification, see if I can find it. And what Kyle's talking about is there's amps that a battery is rated in, and there's cold cranking amps. They're different. They are not the same. So cold cranking amps would be a specification of how many amperes at a specific temperature that battery can produce. The higher that cold cranking amp number, the more electricity or the more current that that battery can provide. So you want as big of a number as possible. And that's what Kyle was talking about. Kyle, can you do you buy batteries based on size, cold cranking amps? And when I say size, I'm talking about dimensions of the physical case. So, for example, you may find out that under the hood, if you measure the battery box, the battery tray, you may find out that the battery in there is smaller physically. The footprint is smaller than the dimensions of the battery tray. It's possible in many cases that you could put a larger, physically larger battery in that tray. Now, it used to be that you would buy a battery, and I'm talking 20 years ago, used to be able to buy a battery based on the warranty. So a 12-month battery, pretty much many sizes would be one price. And an 18-month battery, many sizes would be one price. And you were buying it by the warranty size or warranty amount rather than the physical dimensions, the physical weight, and the cold cranking amps or the ampere rating of the battery. That's not the case anymore. Now batteries are priced by the cost of construction. You know, how much lead is in them, how much electrolytes in them, how much plastic's in them, how heavy they are. And so the heavier the battery, the more they cost now. But, Kyle, have you ever bought batteries based on, I think I could put a bigger one in here, and let's get the dimensions, and then look at the battery chart, the group. It's called a group size chart, and then find out the largest physical battery that would fit in there, and then buy a battery that way. Have you ever done it that way?
That's the only way I do it, Vince. I've just learned through a lot of hard knocks, you know, the old school of hard knocks, that the bigger the battery, the biggest battery I can fit in that hole reasonably, where it's not rubbing up against wires or anything like that, that's what I do. But the other thing that I have found out is it was stunning to me. Batteries are not necessarily nowadays sold they even just as a matter of a few years ago, I'm talking 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, they're not sold based on price they're like the larger battery would cost you necessarily more than a smaller battery. I will give you an example. My Toyota, I have a Corolla, little 1.8 engine, and it has, I can't remember the size battery, I think it's a 35 group size battery, and it's not big, and it won't take anything. You can't wedge anything in there bigger in that car. Now, my wife has a Honda Civic with a 1.8 engine also. And the battery compartment in that thing it's a very odd-shaped battery. It's narrower, slightly a bit taller. And so the one for my Toyota, I could get a cold cranking amp battery, a good one, because I just bought it as a spare for $59 at Walmart. I went in there the other day, and they finally had the group size, which is different than my Toyota, for my wife's Honda. But and it's a smaller battery than what was in my Toyota, and yet they wanted $149 for it. And it was smaller. It was just such an odd group size. I don't know if it's because they limit the amount of production or whatever they did, but that was the cheapest size battery that they had there that would fit my wife's Honda. I was stunned at that. But anyway, the other thing that's really critical, I will mention this again, and I think we've mentioned this on a prior show, but your battery, you should check yearly, at least yearly, and make sure that the positive connection on that battery is not corroded, or none of them corroded, but the positive one is the one that usually will get corroded, and it's a red color. Because not only, like Vince was saying, is the engine harder to turn over when it's cold, and the battery efficiency is less when it's cold, or won't produce as many cold cranking amps. But also, if you have any connection on the, especially most of the time I find it on the positive, I have found it on the negative, but on the positive battery post, if you get any kind of corrosion in between the connector and the post, or the bolt, if it's a side mount, the bolt and the cable, if you get any of this corrosion, which looks like a grayish green mold, if you will, it looks like that. It's not a mold, but if it's a type of corrosion that sets up in there, if you get any of that, that will decrease your amount of power that you can get to the car extremely quick, like by up to the point where you can't get anything out of it. You can't literally, I've seen people that just turn their car and just at one, some point the corrosion gets so bad that you hit the switch and it won't do anything. And I did this to a friend. I couldn't believe, and he knows better, older guy, but he just hadn't checked it or anything, and he couldn't figure out why his car wouldn't start. And we went over there and checked it out, and I pulled it. It had a red cover over the top of the positive post. And I pulled that off of there to take a look at the connector connection, and it was covered in this corrosion that was on there, and his battery wasn't even making contact. And thank God his battery was okay. But we cleaned the post, and I actually took and put some baking soda in water and dunked his positive post down into this baking soda water and let it sit for like half an hour. And then I cleaned it up the best I could. And then I sprayed some Power Blaster lubricating type oil down in the cable and put it on the, so that it could make a good connection and replace the post, and it worked fine.
When we come back,
are we going into another break?
We can flesh out. Yep, another break.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Kyle's with us today. And we're talking automotive technology. And we're giving you some basics on automotive batteries. I think the syllabus is so full today, we probably will not be able to take any calls. So, no calls today, please. Thank you. Cold cranking amps. Very interesting concept. And there's cold cranking amps, CCA, as it's written on the label on the top of your automotive battery. And then there's CA, cranking amps. They're different. There's only one difference, and that is the temperature at which the test for how long a discharge, a specific electrical discharge, can be maintained at a temperature. So the test is for 30 seconds. The temperature is 32 degrees Fahrenheit. So when this battery is discharged at a specific rate for 30 seconds at 32 degrees Fahrenheit, that number would be cranking amps, or CA. Then there is a CCA rating, which is cold cranking amps, which is the same exact test, but instead of 32 degrees Fahrenheit, it's 0 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's the difference. How much current can be sustained or the battery discharged at 0 degrees for cold cranking amps or 32 degrees Fahrenheit for cranking amps? That is it. So in Kyle's case, he lives where it's really cold, and he's very interested in the CCA number, the cold cranking amps number. So keep that in mind. He's looking for a battery that works better at lower temperatures than somebody who might live in Florida or Southern California might be interested in. Okay? So that's what that means. Here's what we do at the farm. I look under the hood all the time. I don't want to have an automobile that tells me when the oil's low. I mean, it's nice. It's a nice little feature, but I'd rather check the oil myself. I'd rather raise the hood and check the oil myself because I'm not just checking the oil. While I'm checking the oil, I'm looking at the serpentine belts, the fan belts. I'm looking at the air cleaner. I'm looking at leaks. I'm looking at everything, including the battery terminals. And what I typically do is right where we have a concrete pad by the garage doors, and we have a garden hose there. And I will rinse off the battery terminals, the battery box, the top of the battery, gently, as to not wet the entire engine, just to get any acid that is, and see, the electrolyte of a car battery is sulfuric acid. And there are sulfuric acid fumes that come out, and sometimes little droplets come out of the vent holes of the battery. It travels around the battery. It starts the corrosion that Kyle was talking about, that greenish corrosion on the battery terminals. It leaks down to the bottom of the battery tray, and if it's metal, it will start rusting it. And ultimately, you can rust right through it, and you could lose the tray that holds the battery up. So what I do is I rinse the top of the battery, I rinse the terminals with a garden hose. And I flush the battery tray and I make sure plenty of water gets under the battery, between the battery metal tray and the bottom of the battery to dilute any acid that might be there. And then I rinse off wherever it might be dripping down on the frame or the metal parts of the car. I want to make sure that I don't cause rust and corrosion by rinsing off the battery. So plenty of water. And that's what I do, and that generally prevents a lot of corrosion. But what Kyle's talking about, that corrosion happens. And when it does, the resistance that is set up by the corrosion that you really can't see between the terminal post, if you will, and the battery clamp or the battery connector or the battery terminal, sometimes you have to take the terminal apart, loosen it from the battery post, and then use either a wire brush or emery cloth and clean the inside of the battery terminal and the battery post, clean it, rinse it off, and put it all back together with a nice tight connection. Now, in the old days, shade tree mechanics and even mechanics would put a layer of grease, like wheel bearing grease, on those terminals. But the problem with that is that grease will melt at the underhood temperatures and actually act as a dielectric and prevent a good connection. So that's not a really good idea anymore. But that's when batteries had screw-on caps that you could top off the electrolyte, and they leaked a lot more. So the bottom line is you probably don't want to do that. You may have heard mechanics say that that's what you should do. We don't do that. It seems to work fine if you just rinse them off. Next thing I want to talk about when we come back is I'd like to talk about cranking that engine in cold weather. You crank it. Don't do it. Don't crank it till the battery's dead, because if it's cold weather, then the battery will freeze, the plates will buckle, and you'll get to buy new batteries. We'll be right back and continue this topic. I know Kyle has some comments. We'll be back after top of the hour, commercial announcements and news, and I'm going to order some wheel bearings on the phone while we are on break. And let's talk about bearings. Let's talk about bearing brands. Let's talk about Zerk fittings. And let's talk about what do batteries cost.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.